It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, we've got a holiday going on here today, but what's hot with these markets?
You know, I'd have to continue to go with the cattle markets. They continue to be right up against their contract highs, or all-time contract highs for both live cattle and feeder cattle. And then we've got to throw corn into that mix. I mean, we got a good report from USDA here a few weeks ago, and it continues to be the market that is leading the grain, that is leading the grain markets, mainly because of, you know, the tighter supplies and the strong demand. So those are the markets right now, I'd say, that are the two biggest. But, you know, you get crude oil is back up flirting with its, you know, upper end of its trading range. And we continue to see coffee and cocoa in the outside markets continue to see a little bit of strength and also trading up against their contract highs.
Do we watch South American weather then?
Well, that's going to be big. I mean, especially now, you know, if we get, you know, whether it's going to be dry or wet in Argentina, and then also if the rains continue into Brazil. If the rains continue in Brazil and slow down harvest, that's going to slow down the planting of the second corn crop, which that's going to continue to push the U.S. corn crop. And then, of course, if it rains, you know, Argentina, kind of the same thing. If they're going to see a good soybean crop or a poor soybean crop.
What's not hot then?
You know, I'm going to go with wheat. I mean, that's a market that continues to be down at the bottom end of its range. You know, demand is something that we need to see to come back in wheat, but our exports just can't seem to get started. You know, we get a few sales here and there, but nothing that's going to drive that market. And it continues to be just within reach of its contract lows.
Is that dollar value related or not?
You know, some of it is. You know, some of it's dollar related. Some of it is the fact that, you know, we lost a lot of our exports years ago, and we've always known that once you lose a market, it's hard to get it back. And that's one of the things with wheat is we're still trying to get back into that marketplace.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.